Simon for Ventnor Blog here in Ryde, and we're with
Neil from Hover Travel.
Well, thanks for your time, Neil. I know you're busy, what with the suspension of the service that happened on Friday, so I appreciate you taking out time on Saturday for us.
Well, it gives me an opportunity to actually speak to the Isle of Wight people through yourselves and actually apologise for what's happening at the moment, but also give some answers and hopefully some understanding, and also, most importantly, what's happening for the future for us.
I thought maybe that a place to start might be at the beginning when the incident happened with the hovercraft. That was probably about 3 weeks ago now, was it?
It was 30th of October, Simon, actually. It was actually with our larger craft, which most of our clients will understand, the Solent Express. It was coming across on Sunday afternoon, and it had a propeller failure, which did some damage towards the back of the craft. And, of course, that hovercraft had to be taken out of action as normal procedure. An investigation started on that, and it's still continuing. Where we've got to today with our remaining fleet and what happens with that craft is quite important, because obviously the hovercraft has a propeller system which powers it. And at the same time, though, Solent is a completely different craft to what we're currently operating here, and as some of our clients will know, as the smaller ones, as they call it, the AP-188s. And they've been in operation for over 20 years, a robust pair of hovercraft. But they are different, but they have components that are similar, but not the same. Okay. And so what we're doing with the MCA, and have been over the last 10 days to 2 weeks, is obviously going through an investigation on all areas. And I suppose where we've got to as of Friday night was that there is further investigation required for the safety of those craft. That's not to say that those craft were ever in danger at all. But at the same time, we both took the decision, and the MCA requested it, that we stopped operations for further checks to be done, of which we're doing at the moment.
And going back to the 3 weeks ago, it sounds like 10 days ago, really, with the propeller that broke at the back, that, it's got a cowling around it, so I guess there's no concern of it flying out. But do you have an idea of actually what happened on that day?
No, the investigation's still undergoing at the moment, and the kind of surrounding thing, the prop that we call it, actually protected, obviously, from that damage. There was damage to that, of course. And as you're probably aware, if you had any of your visitors to your site who were travelling that day, they all returned safe and sound. There was no injuries either at sea, and also no injuries on the craft itself. So where we're at the moment is we are just double checking everything for safety measures.
And the shaft became disconnected from the engine in some way, but as you're saying, that's all being tested at the moment, is it? Was still investigated?
Yeah, that has been investigated by the MCA with our chief engineers at our engineering contracted company called Griffin Hoverwork over in Southampton. And that investigation is ongoing at the moment, and further information obviously will come out as and when that has been completed.
Is there a guide of how long that sort of thing normally takes?
Not really, to be honest with you, because at the end of the day, it's most important that we actually find out the reasons for that fault, make sure we make the recommended changes, if any, and ensure that it's safe to come back. Personally, myself, there is no commercial pressure or operational pressure for that craft to come back. I want that craft back when it's actually safe and we understand exactly what went wrong on that day.
And when you say it's different, I mean, most people get on the hover. Well, I always find it an enjoyable experience because, you know, it's just such a buzz going over. They probably don't understand the subtleties of the differences between the two. When you say that the Solent Express, the new one, the one that was taken out of service 10 days ago, and the other ones are different, could you give an overview of what that difference is? Is the way the propellers work, or it's the shaft that drives them? Could you give a brief overview?
I have to say, Simon, I am surrounded by engineers, and unfortunately I am not the engineering qualification that you're probably looking for to answer that question. What I can tell you, though, is one of the major factors that are different between the AP-188 and the BHT-130, which was the Solent craft, is that the Solent craft operated what they call a variable fixed propeller, and the current ones that we operate are fixed pitch. And there is an incredible difference between those two.
And that's how the blades turn into the wind, I guess, is it?
I believe so, but I have to say, you probably don't want to ask that question to me.
Okay.
But they are different, and I think that's important to stress. And these checks that we're doing at the moment, it's all about making sure that we're double checking what's safe.
Okay, so let's fast forward to this Friday, 6 o'clock. That was the was it the 5:45 from South Sea was the last one?
It was the 6 o'clock. Was the last one. Notification was given to us roughly about 15 minutes before that. And as we were
from the MCA?
Correct, yes.
Wow, I mean, that's short notice for a business, isn't it?
Absolutely short notice, but that is how it works. The MCA are there to protect not only the interests of the travelling public, for the safety, but also for ourselves. So that instruction came through, and sadly we had to implement that instruction. We then obviously had to then instruct our staff accordingly. And this all happens very fast. And sadly, unfortunately, the way of the world these days and media, stuff travels faster. So I must admit,
It's on the island as well. So. Stuff always travels fast on the island.
It's a small island, but fast communication. I should apologise to our passengers who were caught up in the first probably half an hour to an hour, because there was some confusion as regards, you know, what is happening and why. And you can probably appreciate the image that Hover Travel had in that initial 15 minutes to half an hour. But sadly, there just wasn't time. To let you know, the BBC were actually at Southsea prior to me phoning our Southsea staff. It was that fast.
Wow.
I apologize.
Because the MCA release was, or the press release?
Yeah, MCA, which we were not aware of, was issuing a press release at the same time they were talking to me.
Wow.
Hence the reason, my apologies. What I would normally like to have seen in that situation, for the good of our customers, was that yes, we would have been instructed. Yes, we would have implemented the instructions from the MCA. And then we would have instructed a formal approach to our customers to give them the full details from Hover Travel. Sadly, that didn't happen, and we'll be investigating that reasons why, because communication is absolutely key in those factors. And our customers, I feel, didn't receive the right information at that time, and we definitely will be improving on that.
It's interesting, because the feeling that I get from Hover Travel, and I think this is probably quite common, is one of trust, that it's an organisation that, when people who use it think of it in terms of, well, that's an organisation I trust. So that must have been very difficult for you to get that very short notice and then have to act so quickly.
Well, it's very nice of you to say that, and it's exactly the type of image that we want to portray. We are a family company. You know, the owners I work for are a family. We're not a large consortium of companies. You know, we are working for the Bland Group. And trust is important, and being transparent. And some of your users may have met me on the craft and on the pad, and I hope that we do portray as trust. Sadly, though, events around us do compound us that we can't portray what we want to do. And I think Friday night, for a short period of time, was one of those. Especially those passengers who checked in, could see the hovercraft coming in, and then wondering what on earth was going on. And that's just not good. And I deeply apologise for that.
And with the MCA, the 15-minute notice that you got with that, what was the basis of it? I mean, we've read the release, and it seemed to be something to do with maybe the maintenance side they weren't happy with, or something that hadn't been... How would you explain it?
It centres around the propellers, as I said, and it's all about the governing maintenance and inspection of those propellers. And there was an area that what they wished to dig in further, shall we say, in layman terms, and that's exactly what it's about. In addition to that, there are areas that they want to discuss with us as regards those propellers and how they're fitting and so forth. To get comfort, I have a fear, you know, to get comfort that the craft is safe to operate to go forward. It is safe to operate. There is no way that we would be operating an unsafe craft. Mm-hmm. Safety is of paramount importance to this company. If you go back to what you were just saying with trust, mm-hmm. they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And I think the instructions that we were giving on that, the MCA had to apply those. We've been dealing with them for a number of days on these issues. We were not aware, I have to say, that this would end up in the situation we saw on Friday night. That only came to light very late on Friday afternoon.
So as far as the maintenance side, have they given you more information than they put out in the press release? Their concerns with the maintenance side?
No, not at all. No, what's actually happening at the moment, actually, why we speak, the MCA are coming over to inspect further props and doing further checks to satisfy their managers and also satisfy ourselves that everything is in order and safe for operation. And that's actually happening at the moment.
I can see it out the window here. There's people with torches looking over one of the, well, not the Sunderland Express, the other one. One of the ones that's on the pad here, looking that over.
Yeah, well, outside the window now, Simon, we've got the two 188s, and as you can see, Freedom 90, both the props have now come off. They're going down to the Dover on the Isle of Wight, where they've been met, and we are now inspecting those, and we're waiting for further information later in this evening, and we will work through the night to get this completed in a fast fashion.
So they offer at Griffin Works, which is that's on the mainland, isn't it? That's where the hovercrafts are maintained, am I right with that?
Griffin Hover Work is our engineering company. It comprised of two companies put together when they were purchased by our owners of Griffin. over in Southampton, in Wollaston, and also Hoverworks, which was part of Hover Travel many years ago, based in the Dover. And Hover Travel has contracts with Griffin Hoverwork as their combined company to have engineers at Ryde. But of course, we have the expertise of 100-plus workforce over in Wollaston, which can offer assistance and obviously structure our engineering contract going forward. And that's what we're having assistance with over this weekend.
So does that mean the MCA are over at that site going through the procedures, safety procedures or maintenance procedures as well?
No, it's centred through to Hover Travel, but obviously there is involvement with Griffin Hoverwork, but the MCA are just with Hover Travel at the site at the moment with our engineers.
Okay. So one of the things I think has caused confusion is on Wednesday there was a letter that went out to the commuters, the regular travellers, which was a sort of double-sided sheet, one side about sort of bonuses for having been with Hover Travel for a while. This is my interpretation. I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong with it. And the other side was about what happens when the Hover is postponed or if there's extreme weather is what normally is, isn't it? Fog or the wind's too strong and the Hover just can't go. And so there used to be a service where people would be able to get onto the Fastcat. Well, it's not called Fastcat anymore, Catamaran, and go over as a free replacement as people who had season tickets. And that seemed to be something that was changed on Wednesday with this leaflet being handed out to people.
I can see exactly how it looks, if I'm honest with you. And I can honestly say there is no linking between what happened on Friday and that message that went on Saturday. And people can only take my word for that. But what I can say is that the launch of what we did on Wednesday was in isolation of all the issues that are happening at the moment. There is no way I would have issued something like that on Wednesday if we'd had any knowledge something like this would have happened on Friday.
I guess that's people's natural curiosity or cynical views is that they say, well, this came out on Wednesday and then on Friday all of a sudden this happens. So then where are we on Monday?
Absolutely right. And it's for that reason. And talking to the clients over the weekend, I've actually been on the Fastcat, the catamaran this afternoon myself, and met some of our commuters who are travelling. And I have to say thank you to Whitelink's support this last few days, or last 24 hours, in assisting our clients to continue their journey. Wednesday, when I announced some of the incentives we were doing, there was a couple of reasons for that. One was, as you say, some vouchers for free travel. This was an appreciation voucher. This was purely to say thank you to the 6-month and 12-month season card holders to say, have an extra month free on us if you buy 12 months in vouchers. There was another point to that letter, which was what we call on-time performance. And obviously, looking at what happened on Friday, it wouldn't have been wise for me to launch an on-time performance when we've seen our Covercraft grounded, as we've seen today. But finally, the issue, which has had a lot of correspondence, I have to say, was the move away from offering Whitelink vouchers or alternative travel arrangements for when we cancel due to weather. If I can just explain, the reason why we took that decision on the Whitelink was that our reliability is 98.64%. One of the reasons we cancel outside this weekend, I have to say, has been purely down to the weather. And it was purely a commercial decision. The decision that, you know, in this world of competitiveness out there with increasing fuel prices and other factors that we're challenging to ensure that we keep our prices down to the best possible, and I'm aware our prices have increased over the years, we needed to take savings somewhere. That said, Simon, I've had to reflect on this over the last 24 hours.
So just on that one, you're saying we had to make savings in the... Obviously, when people go on the Fastcat, let's call it that because I keep calling it Fastcat, you have to pay Whitelink to have your paying customers go on Whitelink.
Absolutely.
So there's a cost for you from that.
Yeah, absolutely, there was. And again, going back to that trust, you know, I don't have a problem, and I've explained this to some of our clients when I've met them over the last few days, that there is a cost to us for that. And it's a cost that, you know, has to be identified and looked at. That said, though, Simon, over the last, as I said, few hours, I've been talking to people, and actually I've only just decided this and putting the paperwork together, that we will be reversing that decision on withdrawal of those white legs. And that's not just because of what's happening on Monday. Mm-hmm. If I'm really honest with you, I was also strongly considering this by about Friday lunchtime, right, because of some of the conversations I was having with our clients, of some of the views that they were doing. Mm-hmm. Now, some might say, you know, the commuters have won. No, that's not what it's about. It's about being morally right, mm-hmm, to the people that have supported hover travel for a number of years.
We're gonna, it comes back to that trust thing as well, doesn't it?
It does. And I think, considering what's happening at the moment with us, I am aware that we have got to make some, we've got to make up time for what we've lost here. And we've also got to say sorry to our clients for what inconvenience that we've caused for them at the moment. And even though every passenger this weekend has not had to pay an extra penny to travel, we have still inconvenienced. We're still the fastest across there. So somebody does 10 minutes across the journey, normally is now doing the 20 minutes plus the end of the pier. But that said,
I guess in some way it might give them a stronger appreciation of how fast the hover is when it's working.
I have to say when working today. So, but yeah, what I was going to say is that we're going to keep on the policy of reprotecting our passengers with our partners across at Whitelink. So you are the first one I've actually advised of that, and I'll be advising some of our clients who are in contact with me, and they'll be notified of that fact in Sunday, and also Monday I'll be writing a letter. And in addition to that, we're keeping the appreciation vouchers. So out of that message that went out on Wednesday, the one negative really, which was the fact of the Whitelinks being withdrawn and the protection of the passengers when we cancel, we're going to cancel that policy. It's the very least we can do for our clients.
It seems wise, even though obviously it's going to be a financial hit for you, then it does seem a wise thing to do.
We're about long-term business. It's a short-term hit for a long-term gain. And at the end of the day, this business has been here for over 45 years, and I want it to be here for a further 45 years. And some of the views I've had from our clients is of the utmost importance that we actually do this. So yes, you're quite right. This will cost us, but at the same time, we believe it's the right investment for our clients. And I'm hoping it is received with how it's intended.
And with the work, obviously it's going on now, you said it's going to be going on through the night. MCA involved with overviewing that, are they? Or are they're sort of, you're reporting to them and they're monitoring? How is that working?
We have been offered the offered the services of MCA surveyors for this weekend by the management of the MCA, which we're grateful for. And we are working with them on the factors that they request us to give us answers to. Our desire, and I stress desire, would be to get up and running as soon as possible. We took a management decision this afternoon that we would not operate on Sunday. We believe it's the right thing to do. We sent the message out this afternoon. It could well be that things are put back in order slightly before that, but we feel it's right for the staff, the passengers. We won't be operating on Sunday. We will then take a view with the MCA tomorrow afternoon and take a further view on Monday. And hopefully we'll see some operation come through. But I have to stress at the moment, I'm not putting any pressure on the engineers, the MCA and my management team to get that sorted. At the same time, they need the time to make sure it's done correctly.
So come Monday morning, we don't know whether the hovers will be running or not, because you say you're not pressuring them. The MCA, I'm sure, aren't pressuring either. They want it done properly as well.
Correct. Well, I think one thing to be clear to say, Simon, we will make a decision tomorrow afternoon at what time we'll be operating on Monday. So at the moment, we've cancelled Sunday. On Monday, now, if we are cancelled on Monday, or we have a limited service on Monday, or whatever will be happening, if it's normal, then of course the notification will go out. But if there is any amendments to it, I've instructed our teams tomorrow afternoon to update our website, update our SMS. We are also going to attempt, and I would ask your listeners to just bear with us on this, but we will be trying to contact as many as possible by telephone as well, which is our regular travellers. And it's something that we've not done before, but I believe that's what we should be doing. So I apologise in advance if we don't get to you tomorrow afternoon by telephone, but we're definitely going to try to do that.
And if things aren't on running on Monday, I think it's great you contacting people. Makes a lot of sense, and it strengthens that trust thing that we've spoken about a few times. People, if they don't get the phone call for some reason, or they turn up and they probably heard the news that the hover's not running, what do they need to do? They need to come to hover travel to then get the chitty to then take to up to the fast cat. How's that going to work?
On Monday, there will be our staff at the end of the pier. I should explain, actually, if we're not operating on Monday or with a reduced service on Monday, we've already made arrangements with staff. We'll be at the end of the pier with the chitties, the vouchers to use.
So they don't need to come to the office here first?
No, not at all. So any of our regular season card holders, our travel card holders and school children who have the vouchers, they can just go straight to the end of the pier. That's only if we're not operating. Mm-hmm. If we're operating a reduced service, i.e. if we have one craft working on Monday morning, there will be a choice given to people within the terminal because, of course, we're going to have some congestion. And that choice will be and set up that you can obviously wait for the next hovercraft, and we're running a shuttle service if we have one. Alternatively, take a travel voucher to go to the end of the pier. And again, our staff can assist passengers going to the end of the pier if necessary. My best advice to anybody is to check our website. Because on the website, on the homepage, there'll be a big box which has currently got our latest status information, and that will be updated tomorrow afternoon. And we will make a decision as a company what we're doing.
Okay, I mean, that I will also cover the news as well. I know people are sort of tuning in, trying to find out what's going on. So we'll also put it prominently on the site as well.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that. And I think I just ask all your listeners to bear with us. We're very sorry that this has happened. I hope they appreciate that this is centred around the safety issues and the safety issues only, and that you know we will communicate to them as quickly as possible, as soon as we know. It's an unfortunate time for us, but we will come through this. You know, people have been worried for us. We've had some really good emails come through, and nice supporting emails coming through as regards making sure we survive. We will survive. We will come through this. These issues do happen. Within a business plan, you make contingencies for certain things. I can't say we made a contingency for this type of issue to happen, but we made a contingency for a long-term cancellation. Similar to what we saw with the Best of All the Winds, we got close to that then. So as a business, we're very focused on making sure that we have contingencies for the security of our company.
Okay, well, look, thanks a lot for your time. I know you're busy, and hopefully you'll get some sleep tonight. But in the meantime, thanks a lot for your time.
You're very welcome. And once again, I'd just like to apologise to the customers of Hover Travel for the delays they experienced.